describe for us what is happening with rural hospitals in Kentucky.
Rural hospitals in Kentucky, just like around the nation, are faced with just a litany of issues that some are based on policy, some are based on populations that are leaving the rural areas, and some of these hospitals are underutilized. But the current legislation has provided opportunities and challenges for these rural hospitals. And some are doing well and some are not faring, quite as well.
And you mean the Affordable Care Act?
The Affordable Care Act, yes.
It's extremely complex, isn't it? I mean, as you say, you can't peg this on one particular policy. There are economic forces in play. There are changes in demographics, I assume?
Yes. A lot of these rural hospitals rely on approximately 3/4 of the patients are either going to be covered by Medicare or Medicaid. So we're relying on an older population and a lower income population to be served by these hospitals.
As I understand it, there was quite a hit to rural hospitals from the health law's cuts in special Medicaid payments, as you mentioned, to hospitals with large numbers of indigent and uninsured patients, and there was the assumption that most of the states would embrace the Medicaid expansion envisioned in the law and reduce their number of uninsured, but at least half the states have not done that.
Correct. Kentucky did decide to expand Medicaid, and the reasoning behind that is obviously to provide health care to all, as many of our residents as possible. So a lot of our lower income individuals who live in rural areas now have some form of insurance. It is a government-sponsored insurance through Medicaid. And as a result, they are now accessing health care more so than they did before. Unfortunately, a lot of these patients are utilizing the emergency department for what are likely non-emergent issues. And as a result, with some of the new healthcare laws, the hospitals themselves are not being reimbursed for the full cost of the care that they are providing.
Questions have been raised about how long Kentucky can continue to support or sustain that expansion.
That is a very big question. I think we're still trying to figure out the role for the MCOs, the Medicaid care organizations, because the idea behind having these organizations as we expand Medicaid is that they would really manage the care for these lower income populations and that individuals would seek the appropriate care at the appropriate place at the appropriate time. And I think hopefully over time, those MCOs will become more efficient and the appropriate care will continue to increase. But at the current rate, we seem to be having quite a struggle.